We begin the current daf from Sechta Babasa Daf Nun Tes. We begin the five lines down from the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues with a related discussion from the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had been explaining the halacha of our Mishnah that differentiated in the halachas of our topic of Kreini Chazakis specifically regarding different types of gutters. There is a marziv and there's a maschila. A marziv is like the drain pipe that comes out of the maschila, which is the primary gutter. And the Mishnah differentiated that a maschila is more permanent, therefore that would establish a chazaka, in contrast to a marziv, which is not so. It could be switched from one end to the other, therefore it's not so permanent, and therefore it would not establish a chazaka. And the Gemara explained in detail what does it mean, b'yeshlam kaimai chazaka. Now, on that, the Gemara now flips it around the other way. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Tziner, regarding a pipe of drain water that's spilling out from hamakaleich maim l'chatz chaver, that's spilling out from one person's roof into another person's courtyard, which we had all along now been explaining in the halacha of the Mishnah regarding the owner of the roof's ability to establish a chazaka about having his drain pipe spill out the water into the other person's courtyard. But now the Gemara says regarding the opposite way. Now, the owner of the roof wants to close up. It doesn't want to use that drain anymore. It doesn't want to have the water flowing out anymore. So says Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, Balachatz ma'akev alav. The owner of the courtyard could stop and prevent the owner of the roof from closing up that drain pipe. Why? Because the Amalei, the owner of the courtyard, could tell the owner of the drain pipe, Ki heichad ad konis la chatzar didi, just like you acquired the rights in my courtyard. L'mishni be'maya, to have water drain into my courtyard, which was the halacha of our Mishnah, the previous daf which we were describing, that he's allowed to have his... And he established a chazaka that he's been doing this for quite some time already, having his water drain out into the other person's courtyard. L'didi nami kondili mai digrach. So says Rav Yehuda Mishmul, the owner of the courtyard could say, I also established a chazaka that I've already acquired the water of your roof to have my animals be able to drink water. And it was with that intention that I agreed to all along. The reason why you established was the chazaka was because I didn't protest. Now, it's not a one-way street. You established a chazaka, but so did I. And it's similar to like a mekach memcha, to some type of a transaction, that I made my chatzar indebted to your water, meaning allowing your water to go into my courtyard. But if you want to back out, I don't want to back out because I still want the water from your roof. And he has the ability to say that. Now, however, the Gemara actually says that Itmar, that this is actually the subject of a machloikis. Rabbi Yishei Amar Ma'akev. Rabbi Yishei says, like Rabbi Mishmul, that he could stop the owner of the roof from closing up that drain pipe. Whereas Rabbi Chama Amar Inim Ma'akev, he says that, no, he cannot stop him. Because the indebtedness of the roof owner's water is only as long as water is flowing out into the courtyard. So then, yes, it's a two-way street. But when he wants to stop the water, then he doesn't have to listen to the owner of the courtyard and keep it open to have it flowing it out. You're right, by establishing a chazaka, that he could have the water drip out into his courtyard, so then only the courtyard could use the water, but it can't stop him from closing up his drain pipe. Now, Ozel Shailil Rabisa, so they went and asked the same question to Rabisa, who is the father of Reb Chama and the grandfather of Reb Yishia, meaning this machlekes is between the father and son, Reb Yishia and his father Reb Chama. And then they went to ask the Zayda, the grandfather of Rabisa. Amlehu Ma'akev, he said, like his grandson Reb Yishia, not like his son, that the owner of the courtyard, like Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul had said, could stop the owner of the roof from taking away his drain pipe, because the chazaka was a two-way chazaka. So, Kari Le Rami Bar Chama, so Rami the son of Chama, he quoted a pasuk in Kehelis regarding what had just happened in this discussion. V'achuta mishalish, that the three twined string, loy b'meir yonotek, it's very tight when it has its three times over. It doesn't easily become undone. Which, as the simile is the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Peim and Alf explains from this pasuk, where it says Mepi Zaracha, Mepi Zer Zaracha, where it's talking about the person himself, his child, and his grandchildren, which tells us that from the third generation on, like it says in the pasuk, Leimush Mepicha Mepi Zaracha, that the words of Torah will never be removed. That Torah Machzer Salasan Yishalah, the Torah will come back to its host, which teaches us that if there are three generations of Talmid Chacham, Torah will forever remain in their family, says Rami Bar Chama. Zer Reb Yishia. This is a reference to Reb Yishia, who was able to say these words of Torah like his grandfather, who he's Benesh Reb Chama, who's Benesh Reb Yishia. Reb Yishia, who's a Talmid Chacham. And his father, Reb Chama, is a Talmid Chacham. And his grandfather, Reb Yisrael, is a Talmid Chacham. Specifically, you never see the Torah coming back where he was able to say, like his grandfather, in this halacha, that the Baal Chatzar, Kibim Akab, and the Baal Agag, not to allow him to remove his water that's draining out into his field. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the halacha, the Mishnah, that said, Sulam HaMitzri Ein L'Chazaka. The Egyptian ladder is not a permanent type of a thing. So even though it was in this guy's courtyard, from this guy who has his ladder to fix his roof, that it's not going to establish a chazaka, even though it's been there for 3 years. So says Gemara, Hechadam Sulam HaMitzri, what is the dimensions of the Egyptian ladder to understand why it's so not permanent? He said, if it doesn't have four rungs, that's a very small ladder, that's a very impermanent type of thing, that would not establish a chazaka. Now, then after ladders, contrasting the Tzuri ladder and the Egyptian ladder, then they went on to windows, the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Chaloin ha-mitzvus in l'chazaka v'chulu. Now, the Egyptian window is also not so permanent. That does not have a chazaka, in contrast to the Terian, to the Tzuri type of a window. Now, chulu, etc., where the Mishnah then goes and defined what are the measurements of the Egyptian window, which the Mishnah said, according to the Kama, is that he can't fit his head through. So the Gemara wonders, Maishnah gabi sulam dolei mefarish, why is it that regarding the Egyptian ladder, there the Mishnah did not explain the measurements as it does regarding by the window? Or so Maishnah gabi chalon dolei mefarish, so why is it by the window did the Mishnah say the measurement where it says, oh, what's an Egyptian window if you can't fit your head through? Regarding the ladder, didn't say what's an Egyptian ladder, that the Gemara had to say. So why by the window did they have to say the measurements? Says the Gemara, Mishum de Kabai, if Luge Rabbi Huda Besefa. Because since Rabbi Huda disagrees with Tanakama regarding the halacha of the window, where he says that even if it's small that the person can't fit his head through, still if there is going to be a window frame that would establish a chazaka, so therefore Tanakama had to go and specify what is his opinion, that what is the measurements, not like Rabbi Huda, that's why he says it. But chalain, that there is no disagreement, but by the latter, by the sulam, there's no disagreement, there he didn't have to say what the measurement is. Now, Amr Abzeri gives a qualification in one of the halachas of our Mishnah. Says, Lamata midalat amis, lower than 4 amis from the bottom of the ground. That's where the Mishnah was saying when it spoke about the chaloin tzuri, not the chaloin mitzvah, the chaloin tzuri, the Tyrian window, that the Mishnah said, that's where it said that yesh lechazaka. In contrast to the chaloin mitzvah, which we just mentioned, is ein lechazaka. The Mishnah said the chaloin tzuri would establish a chazaka. Says Reb Zeir, when did we say that? That's only if the window is within 4 amas from the ground. Why is that? Because then you have 2 points. A, it's a large window, which that's the difference between the chaloin tzuri and the chaloin mitzvah. Mitzvah is a very small window, very not permanent. It's not so significant. Therefore, the person wouldn't be meicha, and therefore does not establish a chazaka. Chaloin tzuri is large, and moreover, it's namuch, it's low down, and therefore the one who lives in that house can now see through that window into the person's courtyard. That is where the Mishnah said that it's going to establish a chazaka, because the owner of the courtyard should not have allowed him to make the window. Obviously, by the fact that he didn't protest, is because he gave him permission to, which that establishes the chazaka. Now, moreover, if now the neighbor wants to go ahead and build the wall opposite that window, he would have to distance in an area 4 amas, as we learned in the Mishnah earlier on the Nefchah Bezim and Aleph. And whoever has a window has to distance now the wall higher or lower or connected an area 4 amas. Now, moreover, if let's say there was no window yet, but the person wants to go now and open up his window, specifically a tzuri window, lower than 4 amas from the ground of the house, that says Reb Zeira, where the halach is that the neighbor could be v'yachal limchis. He could protest and stop him from not opening up the window. And again, that's the same idea why that would establish a chazaka, because this is something that a neighbor would be makbid about. It would bother him because it's large. And moreover, not as large that he could see, it's actually within the alaramas, which is around 8 feet. So a regular person could see through that window. So it was there where the Mishnah said it would establish a chazaka. And moreover, the neighbor, if this guy wants to put up such a window, he could stop him. But says Reb Zeira, l'malu me'arba amas. But if let's say the window was higher than 4 amas from the ground of the house, so it's very high up, it's higher than let's say 8 feet than most people that their height is, then ein lo chazaka. then it would not establish a chazaka that this guy has the right to have the window there, that to show that this guy obviously agreed, because not true. It's not that he agreed, he just wasn't particular to protest. And therefore, when the neighbor wants to go ahead and build a wall, the owner of the window cannot stop him and to say, no, wait a second, you have to distance your wall from my window in the area of Dalet Amos so that it shouldn't darken my house. Where the neighbor of the courtyard could say, what do you mean? I could close up your window because you do not have a chazaka. What's your chazaka? I didn't protest because you can't see in. Now, let's say there was no window yet, and now he wants to put up such a window higher than Dalet Amos. So on that says Reb Zeira, the Eino Yachol. There the neighbor cannot be limchitz, he cannot protest regarding this guy and to stop him, because it's not something that should bother him, because it's higher than this guy could anyways see into his courtyard to create any damage or to be meddling and be nosy in the guy's area, what would be called hezegria. Now, as Rashbam points out, this discussion is specifically by a chaloyin tzuri. But by a chaloyin mitzri, there, whether it's higher than Dalet Amos or lower than Dalet Amos, as our Mishnah said, will not establish a chazaka because it's too small anyway, it's very not permanent, and also that the neighbor cannot protest because what's going to bother you? It's not such a major window that he could just stand there and be looking out like a picture window, small little hole in the wall, that he cannot establish a chazaka, neither should you be allowed to protest. That's Reb Zeira's interpretation. For Bala Amr, he says, no, afil lamala ma'arba amas, even higher than Dalet Amos, ain loy chazaka. Yes, a higher than Dalet Amos would not establish a chazaka. But in contrast to Reb Zeira, who said that, okay, not only does he not establish a chazaka, but that he can't protest, Reb Bala holds that even though there's no chazaka, but viyachal limchis, the neighbor could protest, not allowing his neighbor to go ahead and make such a window right now, as the Gemara is going to later explain, because at times, a guy could put a bench, or the cupboard or something, and step on that, and look out of his window, even though it's higher than 8 feet, and look into that guy's field, and therefore the guy says, no, I'm going to protest, I don't want you to make such a window, even though it's higher than Dalet Amos. Whereas, as we'll see, Reb Zeira was not so concerned for that, because people are not usually so audacious to do that, where they're going to specifically, if a guy's just looking out his window, he's looking, what's this guy doing over there? That is something that's a concern. But higher than Dalet Amos, Reb Zeira was not concerned where the guy's going to put up benches and climb up and look out his window to try to see, that people wouldn't usually do. And therefore, Reb Zeira held that he could not protest, whereas Reb Loh said that he could protest. Now, the Gemara wants to explain this halacha and says, Lema b'kayfin al midas sedim kamifuk. Should we say that their machlekes is, meaning again, they both agree that higher than Dalet Amos, which is not so permanent, in other words, it's not something that would bother the neighbor so much that would say that, oh, from the fact that he didn't protest, it establishes that he gave the rights to this person. It would not do that. So higher than Dalet Amos would not create a chazaka. But the machlekes is if the neighbor could protest. Says the Gemara, let's say that they're disagreeing regarding if we force a person not to act in the attribute of the people of Sedim, which is we're not to allow his friend to have any benefit, even though he himself is not going to lose anything. That's the way the people of Sedim were, which was, even though it didn't make any difference to them, they're not going to lose. They don't want other people to benefit from them. Where, essentially, that seems to be the machlekes. We demarsa of Reb Zeira that kaifen, that we force. And therefore, since a window higher than Dalet Amos, he says that we don't let this guy protest, because what are you losing out? This guy at least will get some light in. What bothers you? He's not going to look into your courtyard because he can't see. It's higher than Dalet Amos anyway. Umar Savuiz Reb Loh held that, no, Inkaif, we don't force, and he could protest because ultimately it's a window opening up into his courtyard. So even he's not going to lose anything, but it's something related to him, and therefore he could protest. Says Gemara Loi, no. The Kul Amu Kaif, and everyone agrees that we do force people not to act in the conduct of the people of Sudan. But Bashani Hacha, here it's different because it is considered some type of a chisaron, according to Reb Loh, for the owner of the courtyard. How so? As we mentioned before, to Amarle, because the owner of the courtyard could tell him, Zimnin the Maitzvah Sharshifa Tusach, at times it will happen that you're going to put a bench beneath you, the Kaimis, and you're going to stand up in it and look out your window for Kachazis, and you're going to see into my courtyard, thus causing me harm with your iron rod that you're going to be looking at me, and therefore he could protest. That's Machikis and Zair and Milah, if we're concerned for such a thing, whereas Zair held that, no, a person does not have the audacity to usually do that, and therefore there's no such a concern, and therefore we're Kaifin Al-Midah Sudayim. Now the Gemara brings a story that illustrates this halacha, that Ahuda Asla Kamedi Rabami, but a certain person that came in front of Rabami, who wanted to make this Chaloyin Tzuri higher than Dalet Amos, and which was the, this discussion, this machlekes Reb Zeira and Reb Loi, where his friend wanted a protest. So Shadri the Kamei de Reb Abba Bar Mamo. So Reb Ami said in front of Reb Abba Bar Mamo, and Amalei said to him, Ovid like Reb Loi, do for him like Reb Loi, which says Rashbam. Obviously, we see that that's the halacha, that the neighbor could protest, even though it's higher than Dalet Amos, which normally he can't see out. But there is a concern that the Baal HaChatzer could protest and say, but you might put benches and look up, then you could stand up and see out the window and thus look into my courtyard, and therefore he's allowed to protest. Now, one final qualification of the halacha of our Mishnah, Amar Shmuel, he says, Ula Eira, if there's a window that the person in the house makes to have light filter into a dark place in the house, there, it doesn't have to be a chaloyin tsuri, as our Mishnah said, to create a chazaka. Rather, a filuk kolshu, even no matter how small that window is, yesh le chazaka, that would establish a chazaka. And the reason for that is because a window that's made for light, that is something of permanence, which we explained in the previous Mishnah, is that that is the element that creates a chazaka, because a person always needs to have light in his house. Now, once this guy is making the window for light, obviously he's making it forever. And therefore, the owner of the courtyard should have protested within 3 years. And for the fact that he didn't protest, you obviously then would say that he gave permission for this guy to make the window, which, therefore, by default, our Mishnah, that contrasts what type of windows and what the dimensions are would create a chazakah. Not obviously, it's not talking about a window that's made for sunlight. Rather, it's made for a window. Why is the owner of the house making a window? It's that he could look out and safeguard his orchards and his gardens through his window. That's where we say, okay, did he establish a chazakah or not? Depending how big, chalayin mitzri, which is small, chalayin tsuri, which is big, higher than dalet amos, lower than dalet amos. That's where the discussion comes in. But says Shmuel, if it's for sunlight, no matter how small it is, that's a permanent, and therefore the other owner of the courtyard should have been Meicha, and for the fact that he wasn't, that will create a chazaka no matter how small it is. Now the Gemara continues. The next Mishnah, again, continuing on these themes about what establishes a chazaka in regards to another person's property of utilization in his airspace or things like that. So, says the Mishnah, somebody that has a wall near the courtyard of his friend, and then he sticks out haziz, which is a protrusion, some type of like a beam, ad tefach, that it sticks it up until a tefach of his from his wall into his friend's courtyard, says the Mishnah, yesh le chazaka. That establishes a chazaka. And the owner of the courtyard, from now on, cannot go ahead and build a building, which would then demolish the ziz of this guy who's having it sticking out from his wall. The reason for that is because so much that a ziz, that a protrusion, some type of a peg or beam that's going to be sticking out, a tefach into his domain, an owner of a courtyard would not usually allow that to be done without permission. And the reason for that is because, as actually the next words in the Mishnah illustrate, that he could protest. And the fact that he did not protest within 3 years tells us that he probably gave him permission, and therefore that establishes a chazakah. Because again, as we continue to Talmud Beis, where the Mishnah qualifies and says, because v'yachal limchis. In other words, when someone is initially coming to make a ziz, a protrusion, a beam, that's sticking out of his wall into the other guy's courtyard, an area of a tefach, then the owner of the chatzar could protest that this guy should not take up the space of his courtyard. And we don't say, which would be midas sedim, that this is zenen of a zelay chaser, that, what do you mean? What's the problem? I'm gaining because I have something that I can hang stuff on. And you, the owner of the courtyard, you're not losing out anything. And that says the Mishnah, no, there is a loss, because as the Gemara will explain, even actually regarding a ziz, less than a tefach, since the owner of the roof is going to be using the ziz, so he's going to be looking into the courtyard as he's leaning over his roof, trying to hang stuff on this beam that's sticking out of his wall, and then he's going to be looking, and it's going to be causing hezekria, so that's damage to the owner of the courtyard, so that he could protest. But says the Mishnah, pachas mitafach, if the ziz is sticking out of this guy's wall into this guy's courtyard is less than a tefach, then ein li chazaka, then he does not establish a chazaka, and therefore the owner of the courtyard wants to build something over there, he's allowed to build. And the reason for that is because, why wasn't meicha up until now? Because I wasn't bothered. It was such a small thing. It's not such a significant thing. I'm going to make a fuss out of that. But that doesn't mean that I was agreeable to it. And moreover, says the Mishnah, the ein yachal limchis. And he cannot protest. Now, the Gemara will explain who cannot protest and who. Which way is it? Is it, as the simple translation would sound like, that the Baal HaChatzer cannot protest against the Baal HaGag? Or is it actually the Baal HaGag cannot protest against the Baal HaChatzer? And again, the Rashbam just qualifies that what is a ziz? A ziz is like some type of a plank or the edge of a beam that sticks out from a higher, like from the roof area, going outwards, and it's used to hang, it's fit to hang stuff on. So Amar Basi, Amar Mani, Amar La, actually it was Amar Yaakov, Amar Mani, the Hichzik B'Tefach says if someone created a chazaka in a ziz that's a tefach, Hichzik B'Dalet, he has created a chazaka for that which is four tefachim. Now, like, when does my comment? What exactly is Rav Mani saying? It sounds like he's saying that if he was machzik in the aziz that's sticking out a length of a tefach, so he can so too make up, he could even have an aziz sticking out up until an area of four tefachim. Because once he was machzik in the aziz that's a tefach, so that automatically establishes from a chazaka also of four tefachim. Now, that's something that doesn't have logic to it, because if the owner of the quarter was agreeable, and therefore he wasn't meicha, and therefore that established a chazaka of a ziz of a tefach, he wasn't agreeable to four tefachim. How does that establish a chazaka of four tefachim? So Abai explains the hachikim, but this is what Reb Mani was saying. Hichzik, if he has a chazaka in a ziz that is reichiv tefach, it was only the width of a tefach, but b'meshech arba, but it had the length of four tefachim sticking out from the wall outward into this guy's courtyard. That's what Ramani was saying, that Hichzik, so then has also established a chazaka in the ziz that is for berechiv arba, for a width of four tefachim by a length of four tefachim. Now the reason for this is because since he allowed him to have the length of something that's a makam chashiv, because an area of four tefachim is always considered a distinct independent area, so therefore, by default, he was agreeable also to have a width of four tefachim. Because the reason for that is because generally a makam chashiv is not less than four tefachim squared, which has four tefachim the length and four tefachim the width. So once we see that he allowed him four tefachim the length, must be that he also allowed him four tefachim the width. So although the original ziz was only four tefachim long and one tefach wide, he can even have from that tefach wide to four tefachim wide. Now the same thing says Rashbam would apply, that if it was machzik in a tefach width, in a length of 10 tefachim, so again, there he was only machzik, not 10 tefachim wide too, but again, only 4 tefachim wide, which, because that's the minimum dimensions of 4 tefachim length and 4 tefachim wide. So if you machzik 10 tefachim length, again, that only gives you 4 tefachim wide. But what is inferred, if he was machzik only a width of a tefach, but in the length of only 3 tefachim, then he's not machzik 3 tefachim squared. Then there was only machzik in the tefach that he had, and not more than that, because only if he gave him 4 tefachim the length, which a makam chashiv, must be that he also allowed him 4 tefachim in the width. Now the Mishnah said, but if it pachas mi tefach, but if this guy had a beam sticking out less than the tefach, then in le chazaka, it does not establish a chazaka, because it was insignificant, therefore he didn't say anything, but not that he was necessarily agreeable. And the in le yachal limchis, this is the important words, which we said we'll explain, and he cannot protest. So who can protest by who? It's a machlokes. Amar Rav Huni says, Leishan, we didn't learn that when it's less than a tefach, he cannot protest. That was only said elabal hagag. That was only regarding the owner of the roof, who's the owner of this ziz, that he cannot protest bebal hachatzer. He can't protest to the owner of the courtyard and to tell him, I don't want you using my ziz. That says Rav Huna, the Mishnah was saying he cannot say that. Why not? Because what does the owner of the roof lose? What does that mean? Because when the owner of the courtyard is going to use this guy's ziz and hang his stuff from the roof guy's ziz, and he's going to hang his stuff on there, he's not going to see the owner of the roof when he's using that beam, because he's lower than the owner of the roof. And therefore, there's no hezek riyah when he's going to use it. Now, if you're going to say, but still, he's using up the space of the beam because he's hanging all, let's say, his laundry on that, and now the owner of the roof can't hang his stuff on it. And that says Rav Huna too, that no, we're not concerned with that either, because since the owner of the beam, when we're saying when it's less than a tefach, has not established a chazaka, so therefore that means to say the owner of the courtyard at any point in time can have the owner of the roof have to cut off his beam. So for sure, as long as it is still around, he's allowed to go ahead and use that beam which is sticking into his airspace. Or a different interpretation, says Rashbam, what the Mishnah is saying according to Rav Huna is that there's no chazaka for the owner of the roof, And moreover, he cannot protest regarding the owner of the courtyard if he wants to go ahead and stick out zizin from him near this guy's wall from the roof. Because again, the same idea where there's no hezekria from the owner of the courtyard. If he's going to make, the owner of the courtyard is going to make his own beam, he can't see up. So there's no problem. But from the owner of the roof to go to the owner of the beam, that he could protest, even though it's less than a tefach, because as the Gemara says, the owner of the courtyard could protest regarding the owner of the roof, even that he shouldn't have his ziz sticking out even less than a tefach in the beginning. He's allowed to tell him that he doesn't want to stick out. Or another interpretation is that he's not allowed to use the ziz that he already had used, that he already put up, that's less than a tefach, because since he's higher up, and when he's going to come to use it, so he's going to clearly see into this guy's courtyard, and then it's hezekria, and therefore he could protest. So either he could protest not to put up in the first place, or he could protest it even if it's up, but even if it's less than a tefach, he doesn't want him to allow him to use it, and he's allowed to make such a protest, because look, you can look. Beam, by me, I can use my ziz, or I can use your ziz, because I'm not going to have to see up into your roof. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, no. When it's less than a tefach, even the owner of the courtyard cannot protest to the owner of the roof from putting one up, if it's less than a tefach, and from using it. Which the Gemara is going to shortly explain the reasoning for this. So first the Gemara says, let's say what they're disagreeing regarding in their interpretation of the halacha of the Mishnah is regarding the halacha of hezegriya, regarding the damage that's done by someone just gazing at someone else's stuff. The Marsav or Rebbe Huna held that Shmei Hezek is considered damage. And therefore, even though it's less than a tafach, still, you're going to be looking out from on top. And therefore, the Baal HaChatzah says, I could stop you even less than a tafach. Whereas the Marsav or Rebbe Huna held that, no, Lav Shmei Hezek is not considered damage. And therefore, the owner of the courtyard cannot protest regarding the owner of the roof from going ahead and putting up this ziz that's less than a tafach. And what? What's the problem? I'm not taking up any significant space in your courtyard, so what are you concerned that I might look out over? Big deal, what is it? Just looking? That's nothing. It's not considered hezek. Says the Gemara Lai, no. The Kul Amash Mei Hezek, everyone agrees that just looking into someone else's courtyard is considered a form of damage. But what's the understanding of Rav Yehuda? Fashani Hachi, here it's different because the Amar Lai, because the owner of the roof could tell the owner of the courtyard that what are you concerned for? This beam is not fit for me, really, for anything, that I should be able to go ahead and stand on it and see into your courtyard clearly. Right? I can't go onto it, it's very small, it's less than a tefach. I can't stand on it and then to go on it and I'll be able to see clearly into your courtyard. So, l'may chazi. So, what is this ziz, this little beam that's sticking out less than a tefach? What's it fit for? L'mitla b'midi. The only utility it has is that I could hang my stuff on it. Now, that's what the owner of the roof could tell the owner of the courtyard when they're going to want to hang stuff on it. Mahadrana apoy. I'm going to turn my face away and I'll stretch out my hand. Vitalina bay. And then I'm going to hang stuff on it. So, since I could hang stuff on it with turning my face away, what he's essentially telling you is if I'm going to be looking into your courtyard and you're going to see me, I'm going to be caught red-handed like a thief. How do I have the right to look into your courtyard? I don't have to, and therefore I shouldn't be allowed to, and therefore I would never do it because I'm going to be caught red-handed. I'm rather going to turn my head and just hang stuff on it. And therefore what he's essentially telling him is that there's not going to be any element of hezekria because I wouldn't have the audacity to stick my face out. And therefore, I should be allowed to have my ziz, even if hezekria shmei hezek, when it's less than a tafach. But on that, says the Gemara, v'idach b'rav Huna, he says that no. Amalei, the owner of the courtyard, could tell him, Zimnen the Be'isis. At times, you might be afraid that if you're not going to be looking, that you might fall off the roof, because you're stretching your hand out, who knows, you might just end up falling out when you're by the edge of the roof. And therefore, you're going to want to bend over to look as you're bending over to hang stuff onto the ziz. And you're not going to turn your face away, and you're not going to be embarrassed from looking into my courtyard saying, hey, what are you looking in? Because you're going to say, I'm not caught red-handed, because I don't want to fall and break my head falling off the roof. So essentially what he's saying is, because then what's going to happen is, even when you're not afraid, you're going to claim that that's what you were doing. You were only looking because you didn't want to fall off the roof. And then you're going to come very easily to just get used to your habit about looking into, what's he doing today? And therefore, he says that there is going to be Hezek Riyah, and therefore he could protest. That's the machlekes between the two different opinions of Huna and Rehuda regarding the halacha of our Mishnah when this lesson at Tafach, where we said that Ein Yochel Limchus, who cannot protest? Or either like Rav Huna, who says that only the owner of the roof cannot protest against the owner of the courtyard from using his beam because there's no Hezek Riyah. Or, but in contrast to the Baal HaChatzah, he could protest because you will end up looking in. Or, like Rav Yehuda says, that no, even the owner of the courtyard cannot protest against the owner of the ziz, of the owner of the roof, because, what do you mean, it's not going to be Hezek Riyah because it's less than a tefach. I have no rights to be looking out. I can just stick my hand out, and therefore there's no Hezek Riyah, and therefore you can't protest about me putting up a ziz less than a tefach. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing the theme of a previous Mishnah, which spoke about opening up windows into another person's area regarding the ability to create a chazaka and the reasons why the neighbor could protest. So says the Mishnah, Lo yiftach adam chalei noisev l'chatzar ha-shotfin. The person is not allowed to open up his windows into a sheared courtyard where he also, the owner of this house, also has a partnership in this courtyard. But the reason why he can't open up his window is because of, as the Gemara explained, Hezek Riyah. Because, for sure, where this guy is opening up his window, he's going to look out and see what everyone's doing in the courtyard, and that's going to be causing damage. And most definitely, this halacha would apply, as the Gemara explained, to someone else's courtyard, which is next to his house, that he does not have a partnership. But the Mishnah is saying a chiddush, even though he's a partner in this condominium, in this courtyard, in this development, he's not going to go ahead and open up his window into that shared courtyard. Now, moreover, says the Mishnah, let's say he purchases a home in a different courtyard, which is near this courtyard. So, he's not allowed to open up the entryway of that house into this courtyard, where even though he already has a portion in this courtyard, he's not going to go ahead and open up that house into this courtyard too, because then he's increasing dwellers into this courtyard who are not part of this courtyard. So too, a similar halacha. Bana li agabi beisai. Let's say if he builds a second story on top of his house. Lo yiftachen l'chatzar shutfin. He's not allowed to have an entryway into that common courtyard. And the reason for that is, again, the same idea. He's adding on dwellers into this courtyard, and he's making it more difficult for the people in this neighborhood, because now there's going to be more people coming and going. So rather, Elam Ratzah, rather says the Mishnah, but if he wants to make a second story or make an addition to his home, what he does is as follows. He builds a room within his house. Or he'll build a second story in his house. But the entryway from that attic, from that second story, has to enter into his home, and then they leave from his front door. Where since they're leaving from his entryway into the courtyard, that's not considered making more of a tirch of the people in the courtyard, because he's not really adding more dwellers, as Gemara will explain, because he's not really adding on to his house at all. In a sense, he's really just subdividing his house, and he's allowed to fill up as many people as he wants to in his house. And therefore, that's not considered adding on more, although essentially there are more people going to come now because he's subdividing the rooms and he's adding more rooms. But that's not considered creating a new dwelling. A new dwelling with a new entryway, that would be problematic. But taking your pre-existing house and just splitting it up into more rooms and coming through the same front door, that would not be a problem in the halacha. Now the Gemara wonders, Ma'ir l'chatzar shutfin. Why did the Mishnah say the halacha of not allowing a person to open up his windows into a courtyard of partners, meaning of many people, that it says that you're not allowed to open up your window, which sounds like because there's many people, so they were concerned that the person should not be doing Hezek Riyah because it's going to cause harm to many people. But the problem is, even an individual, you're not allowed to damage, and so too for the damage of Hezek Riyah. And therefore, even if it's just the courtyard of his friend in the singular, he shouldn't be allowed to open up his window to that person. Why specifically to a chatzar shutfin? So says the Gemara, you're right. Lo mi bayik kama. We didn't have to tell you regarding chatzar chaveri. In other words, lo mi bayik l'chatzar chaveri delay. We don't have to tell you not to open up a window to a person, someone else's courtyard, because, of course, now this guy has his courtyard. Now you have a window opening up. You're able to look at the stuff that he's doing. It's going to be Hezek Riyah. Aval chatzar shutfin. But what our Mishnah had to tell you was, But regarding the courtyard of partners, where there maybe we would say that it would be permitted for him to open up his window into his common courtyard. Why? Because the Amar Lahem, he could tell them, Saif Saif, at the end of the day, HaKabba Isa it's Tanui Minoi B'chatzer, you anyways have to conceal yourselves from me in the courtyard. Because he tells them, I could see what you're doing here in the courtyard by the doorway that I have opening up into the courtyard, and therefore my windows don't cause any more harm of Hezagriya to you more than my door does. And therefore you would think that over there he's allowed to open up his window to the common courtyard. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us when it says he's not allowed to open up a window, is it's not true because there is creating more Hezagriya. Because the Amrulay, because they could tell to this guy who wants to open up the windows, that's not true. Because Ara, in the up until now, says one of the members of the development of the courtyard, when I was doing stuff, Bechatzer, in the courtyard, where the only way you were able to see me was through your doorway. Now, let's say if I was in the house, then I wouldn't have to hide myself from you. Because from your doorway to my doorway is not direct. You wouldn't be able to see from your doorway into my doorway. Because as the Mishnah tells us later on the Samach, on the next daf, that they wouldn't make doorway to doorway. Now, however, in the courtyard, have a it's still new, Menach, then I had to hide from you. But now what ends up happening now is that even in my house I have to hide myself from you so that you don't see me through your window, which are very high up, and you could see from your window into my house. Or another interpretation is that up until now, when you were in the courtyard, I had to hide myself from you. But when you were in your house, I didn't have to hide myself from you. But now, even when you're in the house, I have to hide myself from you. So either one, when it says b'chatzer, but bias is different, either that when I was in the courtyard, I had to hide myself from you. But now that I'm in the house, even now I have to hide myself from you. Or it's when you were in the courtyard, that's when I have to hide myself from you. But now, even when you're in the house, since you have a window, I have to hide myself from you when I'm in the courtyard. And therefore, that is adding elements of Hezagriya. And therefore, they could say, even though you're right, you have a doorway, but you're now going to open up a window, even, not just to Chatzar Chavei, but even to Chatzar Shotzer. So, Tarbal Ulam Braisa, in this same exact case, where someone had opened up his windows into the common courtyard, and he claimed that he did this with the consent of the peoples of the courtyard, where, although there are a lot of protests, but if they're acquiesced, then of course he could maintain that. And he came in front of Bishmal Berbiyasi. So he said to this guy, my son, you have established a chazakah. In other words, he held that immediately it establishes a chazakah. Now, the reason for this is because since he created a chazakah in front of everyone else and they were silent, if it was true that he did it without their permission, they should have protested right away. Now, this is what the Gemara had said earlier in the Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, like the opinion of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shmuel, that they said that whatever is done directly in front of the person that he's being machzik from, immediately that creates a chazakah. Now, as Rashbam points out, that's not the halacha, but that's how Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzi held that. So, yeah, you create a chazakah right away. You have the right to keep your windows there. But Abba from the Rebbe Chiya came in front of the Rebbe Chiya. He said, look, you got the upasachta. You put in the effort and you open up the windows. Now, Yagav Asasim now put through the effort and go ahead and close up that windows. And that's because he holds, like we paskin, that it's not going to be chazakah, even if he did it directly in front of the neighbors who are there, up until 3 years. Contrast to the other opinion who holds that the 3 years only, as one opinion says, to be able to get to the guy and tell him and come back, that'll take 3 years, but directly in front, immediately establish a chazakah. He held that no, it's still for 3 years, and therefore they could protest right away, even though you had it ready for a week, and therefore go ahead and close up those windows, because as we said in the Mishnah, they could protest not to have windows of creating Hezekiah in the Chatzar Shotzer. Now, Amar of Nachman, Nachman adds on one more element, and he says, as a Gittin type of Samach and Aleph, he says, now, Velistoim, if let's say, this guy had already established a chazakah of having his window open to the Chatzar Shotzer for 3 years. So it's a chazakah, and now he can maintain that. But now his friend comes now and closes up the area of his window, meaning he builds a wall directly opposite this guy's window, and the owner of the window is silent. So now, says Rav Nachman, the same thing works in the reverse. La'alter have a chazakah. Actually, immediately right now, in contrast, where even according to this opinion, holds it has to be 3 years for chazakah, not immediately. In this case, of Nachman, immediately it would be a chazakah for the one who's closing up the area of his window, that the one who had the window is not allowed to reopen up his window, except again with permission from the neighborhood. because although he had a chazakah of 3 years, that his window was already open, that is not significant anymore. And the reason for this is because once he was silent, when this neighbor closed up his window space by building a wall right there, that established immediately a chazakah that he has no rights to use the window. Why? Because it's not normal for a person to have his window that brings the light into his house to be closed and that he's silent. And from the fact that he was silent, obviously he admits that, you're right, although no one protested for 3 years, that he had inappropriately been matzik in the window. And therefore, the fact that he was silent indicates to us immediately that that was inappropriate, and therefore he now does not have that chazakah. Even though it was only for a short moment that he was silent, that sound establishes that they were right and he's wrong, and therefore he would have to go through the process of getting them permission or establishing a new chazakah of 3 years to establish the chazakah that is the right to have his window open.